Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome first-time guest Christine Campbell. She's a fourth-generational Intuit, and she began the practice of meditation at the age of 15 and sought out teachers to learn how to reach deeper levels of meditation, which opens a doorway to connecting to the other side. She assists with the mastering of the art of stillness, alpha, beta, theta, delta brainwaves, meditation on the 72 names of God, and how to achieve silence of the mind. Through years of training and self-empowering work, she has learned techniques used to create rhythmic breathing, stilling the ego mind, which will balance and focus you mentally, and mantras. Christine will help you learn to increase your spiritual awareness, provide insights into your life, and promote a more balanced way of perceiving and responding to the world. In order to get in touch with her, I'm going to give you her website in just a moment, but I just want to let the callers on the line know that we will take your calls. I haven't talked to any of you yet, but I recognize the ones in the queue, so we'll be getting to you after Christine and I have talked for a while. But her website is on the World Wide Web, and it is www.evolvewithchristine.com. And Christine is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, evolvewithchristine.com. And so let me welcome Christine. How are you tonight, hon?
Hi, I'm wonderful. Thank you. I feel so honored to be here.
Well, it's a blessing to have you, and I love getting referrals from Michelle. She's one of my favorite psychic mediums, and so I was excited to welcome you tonight.
I, too, love Michelle so much. She and I really have bounced off of each other through the years of events together, and finally kind of came together through the top advisors. And I think she's a wonderful human being, and I appreciate that she put us together.
Yes, I'm going to try Googling again, because Christine is available also on Michelle Milio's website, and I know the callers in the queue right now are familiar with Michelle. She's been a frequent guest. Let me check that out. Let me ask you, now, when did you first become aware of your own psychic potential?
I was around 9, and I got in trouble at church a lot. the Sunday school teacher, was talking about the Ten Commandments. And she went down through the list of thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not cheat. And by all means, I have all due respect for religion in that people are entitled and allowed to believe what they believe. But this particular teacher was very, very hard-headed, strong, like you have to do these things. So being 9 years old and having no filter, I she was saying these things, I got information. I got a message that she was cheating on her husband. And so I didn't even really know what cheating was. So she just kind of, the other kids were asking what that word was. And I reiterated back to her, because she said, if you do any of these things, you're going to go to hell and kind of be possessed by demons and all of that. And so I thought I was saving her by calling her out. And I said, oh my gosh, you're going to go to hell. You're cheating on your husband. And I've never seen someone's eyes get so big. And she had the priest come in. She had my mom come in. She wanted the priest to do an exorcism. And at that particular moment, my mom just thought I was being mischievous. She didn't know that I was actually really getting information. I was always calling adults out because I saw that they were lying to me without knowing why or how. And 2 years later, the church called my mom and said that we think your daughter's a prophet. And they found out that the lady that I had called out was pregnant with another man's child. Her husband was away at sea. So there was no way that she could have gotten pregnant by her husband. So they wanted me to come back to the church, and I was kind of banished for a little while because this woman really made a big fuss. And what I realized is she wouldn't have given such a fuss if it wasn't true. So, and then another quick, this kind of events happened in the same week. Our dog ran away, and I knew she got hit, and I didn't want to go look for her because I thought maybe she was dead. So I stayed home. My brothers went to look for her. They did end up finding her. She did get hit. She wasn't dead, though. And the phone rang. My mom picks up the phone. This was the first time I'd ever seen someone's physical color change. I saw her go from like vibrant color, like lifelike, to gray. And she hung up the phone and I said, what did grandma have to say? And she said, how did you know that was grandma? And I said, I already know grandpa's dead. And so it was in that moment that my mom, the light bulb went on, because my grandmother has it, my great-grandmother has it. And so she just thought, my mom doesn't have it. So she just assumed that I was just mischievous and just saying things that, why would I say that to someone without realizing that all these powers with a child's brain and mind and words that I'm hearing and things that I'm seeing just coming out. So I learned later on how to have a filter, but my grandmother took me under her wing and basically taught me as much as she could. And then later on, I had other pretty phenomenal teachers that kind of took me, expanded it, because my grandmother didn't have, I wouldn't necessarily call myself a medium, but there are times where if a loved one has crossed over, they'll come through and bombard the reading and want to connect with that person. But I can't say that it's my, like, I don't focus solely on spirits that have crossed over. And so my grandmother not having that capacity, I sought out a teacher who was a psychic medium. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but his name is Alan Arcieri.
No, and, I'm not.
Okay. He crossed over in 2012, but amazing, amazing human being.
Well, it sounds like it was an interesting upbringing for you, and it's nice that you had affirmations from your grandmother along the way, so that you realized that the gift that you had was a gift, and that it didn't mean that you were crazy or anything like that.
You know, I apologize to interrupt. Do you have a dog on the other side? As you're talking to me, I see like a sandy, like a tannish, whitish dog on the other side.
Well, I have several dogs on the other side. I have a yellow lab, and then I have two beagles. And the beagles were tricolored. They did have tan and white in them, yes.
Okay, I'm just, this one particular one almost looks like a lab, like a...
Okay. Yeah, that would be no shame. He was one of my favorite dogs. I've got two other dogs with at present, but... I believe no shame is good. So that's how he got that name. He was a wonderful companion, and I miss him terribly.
And I don't know what this means, but I'm just going to share it with you only because I'm seeing it. Cinnamon sticks. They're showing me cinnamon sticks.
Hmm. I have no idea what to make of that.
Cinnamon.
I had a dog briefly named Cinnamon, but I had to give her away. I don't know if maybe it's her. I don't know.
Okay. Do you know? Is she still here? Is she still alive?
No, I don't know. I had to find another home for her because she got very aggressive with our little Chihuahua. And so I realized that she needed to have a home where she was the only dog, and I was able to find a home for her, and that was about 6 years ago. And I don't think she was more than a year old when I let her go. So, I mean, it's possible she's gone. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious as to what the information is that's coming through. I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just saw that come through really quickly.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure I...
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Well, I'm curious about the 72 names of God. I didn't realize there were 72 names.
The interesting thing about it is... it's not really actual names of God, even though it's labeled that. It's more of a symbol. There's symbols that there's 72 of them, and when you scan them with your eyes, they activate the DNA of your soul. So the symbols actually represent tooth, nail, blood, skin, hair, mind, and emotional body, like different levels of our body, and activates the God within us versus names of God. I know it sounds like that, but it's like 72 names of the body parts and of us as human beings to raise our vibration up. So that we are superhuman in some ways.
So it has to do
it's
with
like
our interconnected.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to understand. It has to do with our interconnectedness to the divine?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, and it's a way of jumping kind of jumping over the ego, because the ego creates an illusion that we are separate and that we are incapable, and any sort of pre-programming from our parents, from our DNA line, from teachers, whoever put that programming in us and creates a human self that is potentially a lie, it's kind of a way to jump over that and heal the damage that was done. And I'll give you a for instance. I was taking a class years ago from a teacher who was teaching the 72 names of God. And one of the names, it's the fifth letter, it's the fifth name, is healing. It's Mem He Shin, and it's read backwards. It's written in Hebrew. I had gone to the doctor and found out that I had cervical cancer, stage 4. They said that I was going to have surgery and have all my female anatomy kind of removed, my uterus and all of that. Not to be graphic, but it was a pretty serious thing. And I had only had my son. He was 2. And they basically told me that be grateful that I have one child, that I'm never going to have any more kids. And the thing that happened to me growing up kind of manifested that energy for me to be ill there, because I still was harboring old emotions and things that were created from my dad when I was growing up. So with this class, the one name that was chosen by my teacher to meditate on was healing. And I went home, scanned the name, meditated on it. My son wouldn't even sleep in his own bed. He put his hand on my stomach as though he knew something was wrong, which I now know that he is also has some pretty amazing gifts. I went back to the doctor after meditating with this name a week later to have cryosurgery done to stop the, I apologize that I'm getting graphic, but I had a lot of bleeding happening and it was gone. He did another biopsy to check, to make sure that it was gone, because everything that he saw, he explained that there was a fiery wall. You know, he went into some more details, but I'll avoid that. And, you know, just be grateful that I have one child. And I have 4 children now. I never
God
had
bless
surgery.
You.
He gave me a cream and said I had cervicitis. And he chalked it up to the results must have been wrong. I know my body. I know what was happening. I wouldn't have gone to him if that wasn't going on. So, and I have never had a problem since. And my youngest is 2. So there are so many miracles that have happened for me with the 72 names of God, especially around prosperity. I had a group of 50, and we were all meditating on this particular name, symbol. And it wasn't so much, I wasn't even looking to create prosperity, because to me, I believe that what comes in is there's a flow. It's a constant flow. And every single person in that group came back to me the week later and said, we had money off of a Florida Power. I got a check that they'd been waiting for months. Their rent, whatever, like all these things were happening. And I don't know who did this, but someone wrote me a check for $10,000 and
really?
Put it underneath my door, like slid it and left a little note, keep doing what you're doing. So the prosperity, that just happened to be the week that we were meditating on prosperity, and I can tell you so many stories about the amazing, if you want to become even more intuitive, more psychic, there's names for that. Becoming more connected to your soulmate, finding your soulmate, which I know a lot of people out there are seeking that higher level of love. And that, not only will that bring the person to you, it will create you. It'll turn you into what you need to be to pull in what it is that you want. Because you can't pull in the highest level of love from a place of desperation. You need to become that to attract that. So,
yes.
And that's one of my specialties, by the way, is the relationship area and relationship coaching and helping people to understand who they are, boundaries, loving themselves. So, and I can say just from my own upbringing and what I had grown up with, a tremendous amount of abuse from my dad. And I am not that. I am not that experience. That experience created I don't know if you've ever heard the saying, I'm sure you have, what once was a disaster is now a master. I'm not a victim, and I don't believe in that. I believe that my dad was probably one of my greatest teachers, and he emptied me out, selfless, to then be able to rebuild my godly self, to disconnect from the human side and connect with the God side of myself. So I believe that the 72 needs of God really took me to a much higher level of understanding. And so now I believe so strongly, and it's not even a believing, it's a knowing. I know how much this has changed my life.
Well, I like the word knowing. That's something that one of my guests constantly talks about, how important it is not to hope, wish, think, but to know, to hold the knowing that this is true, whatever it is that one is seeking. And that is the key to manifest.
Absolutely. And we leave out so many layers. When we're yearning for something, it's a symptom. It's a symptom of dissatisfaction, of divine discontentment. It's telling you something. So I honor that. Even if someone comes into me and they seem in distress, and I never yank them out of that, because it's a blessing that they're showing me what's happening. It's a symptom, and I get to see what their symptoms are based on what it is they want to create for themselves, because they think that they need this, but in actuality, it's something else. And based on their symptoms and their pain or emotional, whatever it is, or even people that are very evolved, they have symptoms too, just different symptoms, and I can help them go even higher than what they feel like their limit is.
What about dreams? What if somebody has a dream of becoming a writer? Is that, if that's a yearning, that's not going to manifest? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. Dreams, I think, are different than yearning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dreams, I believe that we all have an inner guide, an inner path. And when we're off our path, our energy Doppler, our emotions, tell us. So someone that is just feels it, they love writing, and they're pulled towards that, I think is different than a yearning to write. I think it's in them to write. They already are that.
Yeah, I appreciate you making the difference there. Because as you mentioned, the yearning implies a dissatisfaction with whatever the current status is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you like to take some calls?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go to the switchboard. Is this Wendy?
Hi. Yes, it is. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Wendy.
Hello. Well, I have a blessing, but also I had to retain an attorney this week for Chapter 7, but I feel confidence in the man. He's 30 years experience, and I know that he'll protect me and take excellent care of me. So hopefully that Chapter 7 will go through easily.
Okay.
Okay, well, you might want to frame a question for Christine. I have a sense of what you're talking about since you've called in before, but
right.
Why don't you
ask
Christine
whatever
it is that you have in mind.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping that the chapter goes through easily. He's not going to file until maybe November. And the blessing is I'm starting fresh for training for a full-time direct hire job with a major medical insurance company this Monday. And my supervisor will be a man. He's the man who actually hired me. And then my trainer will either be Victoria or Paula. I am praying, will I understand the computer navigation easily? Will I pass the 7 weeks training? And will I keep this job for at least 2 years or more?
Okay. Okay, I'm going to divide it up just a little bit. I'm going to connect to your spirit guides and see what they give me a little bit of a timeline, just because you're looking for kind of a time frame. So I'm going to get quiet for just a moment. Okay, what I am hearing is that I see you super excited and anxious all at the same time. Your spirit guides are showing me be a little bit patient with yourself. They're talking to me about slowing down with the learning, slow down. I think because you're so wanting this job that you're almost like they're missing a few steps because you're so anxious about it. And I do want to give you some good news. It does look like you are going to pass, but your spirit guides just want you to trust, and they want you to slow down a little bit more so that you can retain more information. Because it looks like it's something new. I see new... It's new. The learning that the things that you're learning are a little bit out of what you normally would do, out of your realm. So it looks good. I do see new beginnings with your life. I want to go back to the Chapter 7 a little bit and talk about that. I see some postponements around this. I don't know. I am also seeing paperwork, more paperwork, paperwork that needs to go through. Something with the paperwork is going to postpone some things, but I still feel like it's a good thing, and you're going to be able to start anew. I feel like between now and the end of the year, I feel like I see brighter days, happier days for you. I don't know why they're saying this, but don't worry about your weight. I don't know why they're bringing this up.
They're worried about my weight?
No, no. They're saying for you not to worry about your weight.
Well, I'm very much overweight.
Okay. They're saying not to let this get you down for some reason. Do you beat yourself up with it?
No, I don't. But as I'm getting older, I don't want to push my luck. I'm very thankful that I do not have diabetes, because people that are overweight, that can happen. And I'm getting more aware of practicing good health habits. So maybe that's what they're saying. And the delay with my bankruptcy, what I think you're picking up, if I may say, is my attorney and I are strategizing, because once they file it officially, then the meeting could be within 30 days. And I've got to get through my 2 months training. So he's going to hold off on filing until sometime in November.
I see. Okay. Let me just check in. Let me see if that's what they're talking about. Oh, wow. I see success around this.
Great.
Okay, so I think that you are going to do just fine.
Okay. And he said once we file, then I could get the court date within about 45 days at the most. So there's a good chance that I'll have my day in court before the end of the year, and I won't have to go back. And then I can really start to heal. And in February, it would probably be, not disposed or something like that. But the judge says, okay, sign, seal, this is official. But when I go into court, he said it would take about 5 minutes. They're going to just ask me generic questions like confirm my address and things like that. They're not going to delve into my personal life, which is a huge relief. So will it be quick and easy, like my attorney says, and go smoothly?
You know, I do see another postponement here. When I went a little bit deeper on it, there's something postponing. I see success. I do want you to know you are going to do great. You're going to be very happy. But there's something that's going to come up looks to me like it's paperwork, some other paperwork. A loophole or something that maybe your attorney is knowledgeable on.
Maybe this is what you're saying. My precious brother David took his own life a year and a half ago. Well, it was March 2nd. Worst thing that ever happened to me in my entire life. And that I've been very depressed and upset. And so I had to disclose everything to my attorney. He said, you know, because technically his estate needs to be settled, that's something he needs to get more clarity on. And my sister is going to be the estate probate officiary. And he said that he needs to know the potential amount before he'll really proceed, because he's very thorough. And I think that's what you're picking up. But we just need to find out how much ballpark I might be getting. Lord knows my brother's more precious to me than all the money in the universe. And so are my beloved parents in heaven. So maybe that's what you're seeing. And hopefully we'll still be able to get my court date over before the end of the year.
Okay, let me ask about that. Let me see if this is going to go through before the end of the year.
My court date, because...
Okay. Your court date. Thank you. It does look like it will be before the end of the year, that the court date itself.
Good.
It almost looks like it's like right there, like right towards the end and the beginnings of next year. So I think something in between, whatever that is, I'd be curious as to what that is for you. But it does look like your lawyer's like he takes a fine-tooth comb and combs everything.
Yes.
So
oh, thank
he's God. Really good at being able
yes,
to...
he is.
To direct you, and I feel like he's actually guided, like by angels. Like he's guided by angels for you, and
yes.
I really feel like he chose you. You chose him. That was a perfect. He looks really good for you, and I do see him being successful. The postponement, I don't think it's even necessarily a bad thing. It almost looks like there's a loophole or something that might be able to get you even more of a...
Oh, you're so smart. Because there is a timing involved. I had to take some... My IRA distributions to pay my rent and food. And he wanted me to list every one of them 10 and tell him the dates. And so that's part of the reason why he's also wanting to... bide his time. So I think you're exactly correct. I think you're very astute. My major concern is learning what I need to learn in my training within their time frame. I know I can do it. I know I'm smart. But will I learn it in their time frame, and will they keep me for at least 2 years?
Okay, and that's going to be the final question there, Wendy.
Okay.
We're going to need to move on to that. Yeah.
Okay. And what do you see regarding that, please?
Okay, I'm going to tune in. Yes, I do. I do see you learning. You're going to have some challenges, but you're going to know enough. And I see a supervisor kind of talking to you about what they think you might need to brush up on a little bit. But I do see you getting hired, and I see a lot of healing around this for you. And don't let your fear get the best of you. I really feel like you're starting over a whole new life, and you
yes.
feel like you're moving forward, and like a blessing. This is a blessing. So
yes.
try not to let fear come in and jostle you in any way, because I really feel like they're going to like you. And your supervisor's really going to work with you. They're going to let you know. They're going to confront is not a good word, but they're going to talk to you about what maybe you could do a little better on and this and that. But I do see you getting hired. So,
I am hired. It's not a temp job. So how long will I just wanted to know, will I keep the job at least 2 years or more?
It looks like it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I think you are amazing, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And I appreciate my spirit guides, and I appreciate our host.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Wendy.
All good blessings to
pleasure.
You, Wendy.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Take good care on.
Say prayers for Tuesday. I mean, for Monday.
Okay, you got them.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. All right. Okay, I loved what you were saying about not letting fear get in the way. That's such a human emotion, and it's so negative. And I appreciate you bringing that up.
Oh, absolutely. Nope. And I can't even say that I could take full credit for that. It was her spirit guides kind of making sure she knew that. I think the fear itself is what has her mind kind of sped up a little bit. The way that they're showing me, you know, speeding up and not catching everything because of it.
Right, right. Well, let's move on to another caller. Let's see. Okay. This is area code 630. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa.
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay. Good.
Good. So, yeah, I didn't know if I could just ask, like, one question.
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So my question is, we had a lot of court hearings. My parents died like a year and a half ago, and my dad almost 2 years ago. So I don't know. It's just taking a really long time to close the estate. There's a variety of lawsuits, and I'm not, but it's affecting me. And in terms of, I don't know, you know, when this is going to be over, I was just wondering, like, what you see with it. We just had, like, a court date. Now a lot of stuff is scheduled for mid-December for final decisions and all that. Do you see this ending soon next year, like the final court date?
Okay. I'm just going to tune in. Let me see. Give me just a moment.
Because, like, there's a bank in charge, and they said they can't the money till near the end.
Okay. You know, what it looks like to me is there is an error. There is an error in...
There is. Oh, my God. I can't believe you knew that. Yeah, there... It's being fixed. I mean, it's being going through discovery, and it's supposed to be finalized soon. Do you think someone could, like, try to do something about it? Because one person's affected a lot by this error. It's pretty major. It's not me. But, like, do you think that'll be the final decision once it's made early next year? No one makes those positive or anything? Because it's like, if it goes into protesting, then it goes longer. And,
I see. Okay, let me see if they're going to fix this, if they're going to find, because it looks like there's a way to prove it. There's a way to prove.
I'm not concerned. It's already going to probably be fixed. It's already, that's what happened in the last big hearing. So they're going through, like, testimony, and someone's going to have to testify. But I'm just wondering, is this going to be over early next year? Because I just don't feel like I can take much more. It's been going on for a couple of years, or a year about, in a month, and I really want my money. And the bank, you know, just can't pay it. They, you know, I kind of understand. Banks have to close out. It affects taxes. It affects a lot of things. And I'm just really hoping that these various things are going to be resolved by, you know, January, February, March.
You know, I am going to tell you, I see joy and stability, and I see your dreams coming true. I am also seeing a little, you still have to be patient. It's not quite, there's another revelation, like, look, another, something they're getting clear on, and the amount, and it looks like they're going to release it. It almost looks like it's in increments. It's not like the full thing. It's like you'll get this amount, and then they'll give you another bit of it. Like there's a hold on the second round of funds. I do see you getting the funds. Your spirit guides are saying for you to breathe. Just breathe and kind of rest into it. You're going to be happy with the outcome.
Yeah, but do you think it might be over by, like, next spring? Or do you think it might still take a little more time? I guess that's what I'm wondering.
You know, that's a good question. Let me ask for next spring. I tried to see it for the end of this year, and it didn't look like it was the finale. Yeah, of it was the end of this year. Okay, next spring.
It's a status thing where, like, all the discovery and the different things that have to happen can only, like, they're going to take place in the next 2 months, and then she's going to make final court dates, like, probably early next year. So, like, nothing can happen before December 31st, I don't think, because mid-December is when everybody goes back to court to report on the three items.
Okay. I see something about February. Okay, let me just see what this February thing is. February 6th? I don't know. Yeah, they're pretty specific. Something about February, and I see you disappointed. You're disappointed, but don't be. You're going to be disappointed with what they have to say. But the outcome of this, it looks like there might be one more little thing. I want to say March-ish, April-ish, but I see you getting the money next year. So you are going to get it. You're going to be upset about something in February. But I promise you, at the end of this, you're going to be happy.
There could be a settlement happening because, my sister could start settlement negotiations because, you know, these things drag on and in the long run, people, like, end up losing from it. Like, do you think they might try to do that and that I'd be affected positively if they do that? There's three of us.
Okay.
Because that's the other outcome that could happen. At any point, they could try to do a settlement and renegotiate rates so that everybody gets a little, you know, a bit more.
Okay. That actually sounds like it. It sounds like they're going to try to, and you're not happy with it temporarily. It's only temporary, mm-hmm. though. It looks.
But what does that mean? Does it mean I'm going to have to get a lawyer then? That I'm not going to be happy with what they proposed? Because I'm not signing off them. You know what I mean? Like, they want to be signed off
mm-hmm.
so that, like, if they increase themselves, it doesn't affect my portion. So, like, as long as they didn't try to decrease me, they could never do that. But so, like, if they did something and they didn't include me, like, they could be sued, but I don't know, you know, like, I'd have to go to court about it then because the bank said they're not going to sign off unless all three people sign it. So do you think they're going to try to fool me or something like that, my other sister?
What I see is they're just trying to postpone it. They're trying to postpone for as long as they can. But I don't see them being able to do it this time. It doesn't look like
you don't
it.
Think they're going to settle or anything? Do you think it'll just go through the courts then?
I think you're going to have to.
What?
I think you're going to have to.
No, it's going through the courts. But what I'm saying is there's one sister that could settle and give up some of her money, and then that would make it more equal. But she's very selfish. Like, do you see her doing that? Because it could all be over
okay.
if she doesn't.
Okay, let me see.
Okay.
Like,
we're
if she divided.
To... Yeah.
Or the
when
other
I
option is
into...
it just goes through the court, you know.
I don't see her wanting to settle.
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right.
No.
So
she
it's just gonna
she
go
feels
through
like
the court.
People are out to get her in some way. And she wants to hold on to it. I don't see that.
She wants to hold on to her money. That's it. It's all about
yeah.
cash. So it's just going to go
yeah.
through the courts then for the ending of
yeah.
it next year. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll hang in there then. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Best wishes to you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless. Okay, we have one more caller, and that's area code 707. And what is your name, please?
Hi, this is Valerie. Hello.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. I was looking at a job situation. It was originally 4 days a week, but I wanted three, so I was hesitant about it. I wasn't offered it, but it was a discussion. But I thought about it, and I thought, well, perhaps I would take it. But the number I tried to call back on, I can't make a connection with her. So do you see anything coming up from that? If not, do you see anything else that could come up?
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to look at to see if you're going to get this job.
4 days, which I don't want, but, you know, everything else about it seems to be.
Okay, your spirit guides are saying it's not for you. There's a block, like blocking you. I'm actually going to guide you to look elsewhere. I don't know why. I see some behind the scenes, like things behind the scenes that are not good for you there. It looks good on the outside, but when you're actually in it, I see old behavior, control, things that you're not going to like when you're there. The job itself doesn't look good for you.
Okay. So do you see something else coming up that would be good for me, like 3 days a week? That's what I'm looking for, 3 consecutive days.
Okay.
And no behind-the-scenes nonsense.
Yeah, I know. I do see something, and actually it looks like it's near.
Near.
There's a friend. There's a friend that's going to bring something up to you, a job. It looks like it's a friend of yours that's going to have this, tell you about this job.
Okay.
Let me see if it's 3 days a week. I don't know if I can try to get that for you.
Close to where I live, because I don't want a large commute. That was one of the reasons I was looking at this other job. 20, 25 years away.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to see if I can see how many days and also see if it's close to where you live. Okay, I see you sometimes working 3 days, sometimes working four. So I'm going to tell you, I think that you're going to have moments where you work four, but they're going to hire you for three. But I think you're going to like it, and you're going to sometimes work that fourth day. The only problem is it looks like it might be, I don't know that it's a problem, really. You're going to like the job. It might be not as close as you'd like it to be. But it's not.
Not over an hour?
What's that?
Is it a permanent position, and is it over an hour away?
It does. No. It doesn't look like it's an hour away. It looks to me like it's just a little longer than what you might have wanted, but it doesn't look like it's an hour.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. I'm looking to see how soon. You know, this is coming up. This is soon. This is it within the next couple of weeks, the next few weeks. Somebody's going to mention it to you.
Okay. I don't know who that could be unless I get a phone call or something.
Yeah, it's someone that you know. It's definitely someone you know that I'm seeing you getting. They just bring it up. Maybe they know that you're looking for a job, but it looks like a blessing. That other job does not look like a blessing. It actually looks like you dodged bullets going there.
Okay. And this one, so this is in my field, and I would be comfortable in it.
Mm-hmm. You're going to like it. You're going to like the people you work with. It looks easygoing. People are easygoing.
Oh, beautiful. And it's a new place. It's not a place I've worked at before.
That I didn't look at. Let me see if it's something new or something someplace you've worked at before. It looks like it's new. It looks like it's something new. Yeah. Oh, you know, if there's also, there's somebody, there's a companion. There's somebody that likes you there. There's a romance, something, somebody's going to like you there. I just want to give you a heads up on that.
Oh, okay. That would be great as well. I'll let you know when this happens. I'll call you.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Valerie, did you get her website information?
I'm not sure if I did.
It's Evolve. It's on the World Wide Web. It's evolvewithchristine.com.
Okay, great. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you both very much. This is a beautiful reading. I enjoyed it. And thank you both.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you for calling, Valerie.
You're welcome. And thank you for your beautiful show.
Oh, thanks so much for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
God bless. Well, geez, we've come to the end of the hour. There is one more caller, but we're not going to be able to get to you tonight. So check out Christine on evolvewithchristine.com. And I really have appreciated your presence tonight.
Oh,
you're very calm.
And my pleasure.
Very patient. And it sounds like everybody really appreciated the readings that they got from you. And I appreciate your willingness to help out.
Oh, so happy to do that. It was my pleasure. I enjoyed everyone I got to connect with, and you as well, David. You're a sweetheart. Michelle was right. You're a very loving, fun person to work with. So thank you. It was an absolute honor.
Well, I'd love to have you back again sometime, Christine.
Absolutely. I'd love to be here again.
All right, I'll give you a buzz, and we can try to set something up. Is this the best number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks again, Christine.
Thank you.
So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.